Welcome to episode 8 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm still your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and today I'm going to do something that I'd like to do. I'm trying to make this possible, trying to make it repossible, trying to do what I think I shouldn't do, trying to do what I dare or might not do. So today I'm going to post a chapter from a book I'm working on, a short story, called The Magic Shop of Creation. This is chapter 8. It's called A Kiss to Tremble the Heart. I hope you enjoy it. Until next week, enjoy. From the short story, The Magic Shop of Creation, this is chapter 8. A Kiss to Tremble the Heart. He didn't know why he knew what to do. He didn't care and didn't need to know or care. He just knew what he needed to do and that it was the right thing to do. When the capsule of the ski lift or the chair on the Ferris wheel comes to you, it's your turn. You can't hem and haw or debate. It's yours and you either get on or run the other way. But there was no decision to make here. He let go of Penelope's hand and took a step into the ball. One step away from what he knew and, at this point, loved more than anything he had ever known, and towards an entirely new world of the unknown. He heard her gasp. As he looked back to her, her hand was still outstretched, as if she wanted to reach him, to connect with him, to be connected with him. But she didn't move, and he knew what to do. He took another step, and with that was halfway between worlds. With just that small step, his feet were inside enough where, just like the platform at an amusement park or at the ski lift, he was now on the moving floor of the new world. Both worlds were going slowly, in slow motion even. Yet they were going in opposite directions. He had so many words, and yet only one word. "Give," he said to her, and hoped she knew he now understood. To his surprise, she had a word for him too, but it was not one he was expecting. "Receive," she said, and brought her fingers to her lips. She gently kissed her fingers and then brought her hand away from her mouth slightly and blew her kiss towards him. Lou was pretty sure people only did that in movies, in really old movies. He wasn't about to question it. As if her kiss reverberated through the airwaves, it hit him like the deep bass of a drum and spread throughout his entire body, and he soaked it all in. In fact, capturing and vacuuming up the entire thing, all for him. Receive. Although there wasn't a door of any kind, something seemed to close, and he moved away in his ball of a merry-go-round world, and he watched, partly in horror, partly in awe, but mostly in love, as his Penelope grew more and more distant. He raised his own hands to his own lips and blew her a kiss back as best he could from movies he had seen. He hoped it worked. He was pretty sure it did.